It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
You're live here on Talk Zone, and this is the Hayden Russo Show. I got to tell you, I'm glad to be back. I think we had some shows that have been engaging and kind of get the mind wondering what it is that we're trying to do and how we're trying to accomplish it. And I love talking to you guys on and seeing how we can take our relationship to another level, and I appreciate the conversations that we engage in, and I greatly appreciate it. So continue to send your feedbacks. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I'll continue doing my best to do everything I can to make this a better show. Now, we've talked about a lot of topics. And the topic that I want to talk to about today is a little bit different. But before I get into the topic, I have to ask you a question. Do you ever get sick and tired of being sick and tired? Whatever that is to you, whether it's sick and tired of going through the same things over and over again, or not being able to overcome winning against a particular team, in particularly maybe the playoffs, or even a championship, or just having things to throughout your life to continue to perpetuate over and over again. You know, don't you just get tired of the same thing happening? I do. And my life didn't start to change until I had a good sit down with myself, getting to understand and to explain to myself that this journey that I'm on, this journey that I'm looking for, the mission that I'm on, And if I get to accomplish it, the things that I can do, not only for my family and significant others, but for everyone around me and for human mankind. But none of those things can happen without you raising your level of standards. And that's what I want to talk to you today. What is your standard? What is your drive? What is your commitment? What would you be defined for right now as your standard? Is your standard that you're someone that doesn't give it his or her all? Is your standard that you're tenacious? You don't stop until you win. You go all in. Is your standard that you're a liar, a cheat? What is your standard?
What are you, what does people, not that you care that what others say about you, but you do care about your relationships. The things that will help you to live an abundance of life, that will help you to live longer. You want to be trustworthy so that you can have a significant other that you can grow old with and have and share experiences with and be there for one another. But those things cannot happen with another person that you're trying to join union in. And that's why we have a high divorce rate, but that's not what we're talking about here. The moral of the story is, what is your standard? What are you being defined as right now? What does your coworker say about you? What does your brother, your sister say about you? What does your next door neighbor? Now you want to get to know some people. You get to know your next door neighbor, because see, if you live like me in my neighborhood, if I have a disagreement and my voice get too loud, the neighbor next door might hear me, although it's a house next door. However, there's a code, you know, unless it's something dangerous, you mind your business and I'll mind mine. But your neighbor would be able to tell you, are you someone with a high level of standards that care about the appearance of the outside of your home? Do you have a level of standard that when someone comes to your home, you cater to them, you offer them water or offer them your time and compassion and want to see them succeed at being a husband, a father, or a neighbor, or whatever it is that the conversation is about? Is your level of standard that you're someone that someone can confide in? What is your level of standard? Are you full of energy so that you're able to engage and follow through on your promises? Are you following on your promises? You know, the beauty of this whole thing is, if you have a low level of standard, right? If you're not doing the right thing, if you're shady, if you're not following through on your commitments, if you're a liar, okay? What if you're any of those individuals, I have good news for you. You can change. You can change your level of standards. Your current level of standards does not have to be the person that you're defined by. Your current level of standard will not and should not define who you are when you leave this universe. When God calls you home, or the higher power, infinite being, whatever it is to you. Changing your level of standards will change your life, will impact your life in a very positive way. When you raise your level of standards, you raise the level of standards of the people around you. Okay, you have to have some form of goodness that you're building on a daily basis, and then you begin to change the person that you were yesterday, and you start doing the one or two or three small things on a daily basis to change your level of standards if you are not doing the things that you need to do. So if you doing a deal, or if you make a commitment to your teacher or your spouse, or you, if you're filling in for your co-mate, or if you made a commitment to a nonprofit, when you make that deal, you are committing yourself. And when you commit yourself and you have a high level of standard, then you will meet that obligation. But if you're an individual that has a low level of standards, and you give someone your word and you don't come through and don't have a legitimate reason for not coming through with me personally, I think that unless it's something catastrophic, 80% of the job is showing up. So you have to raise your level of standard to say that I'll be 15, 20, 30 minutes to all meetings. My level of standards will be high. My level of standards will be that I open doors for all women, not just my woman. My level of standard will be that I'll smile at everyone, irregardless of what they've done to me. But most importantly, I would not allow your level of standards to have any impact on my level of standards, because my level of standards belong to me and your level of standards belong to you. So whatever conflicts and whatever thing, inner battles that you have to deal with to keep your level of standards high, I may not have to. My level of standards may be a nice, calm individual in that is very nice and approachable, that someone you can confide in, someone that truly and dearly want to see everyone be successful. Because when you raise your level of standards, then you begin to move up and down with your level of standards. And me, I think personally, that you have maybe 4 or 5 levels of standards. And the first level, I think, is a level where you get past your emotions. You check your attitude. You raise your level of standard that no matter what anyone does to you, that you would not ever in your lifetime take it personal. When you raise your level of standards to say that I will not speak of nothing negative of anyone for the rest of my life, I don't care who it is. I don't even care if it's the sidewalk. I am not speaking of anything negative regarding that subject. And most importantly, I'll find the good in it. When will you raise your level of standards to find good? When will you raise your level of standards to not only find the good in things, but to be helpful in all situations? When will you raise your level of standards to get to the second level, when you're able to listen to someone without a response? Listen to someone without trying to engage and tell them, Oh, here's my opinion on what happened. You haven't even heard the story. When will you raise your level of standard to listen? To stop trying to solve problems and just be someone that just listen. And you'll find that when you listen without trying to figure something out, or trying to give your opinion, your relationship with that individual would change and it would bond. Because you're raising your level of standard to focus in on when people are speaking to you and you're not distracted by the distractions. You know, when I want to change my life, and when I was released
I knew from day one that my level of standards had to change and that I was on a tight rope, a short leash. I couldn't make any mistakes. No one would believe in me if I made any mistake at all. So from that moment on, I raised my level of standards to commit myself to a daily self-improvement. I raised my level of standards to say that I would look at my life on a daily basis and not on a monthly basis or a weekly basis or a yearly basis. I would look at my days, my hours. And if I just took care of, I have one of these rules that, you know, it's 24 hours in the daytime and that you should be on your feet for at least 12 hours a day. Just one of my little pet peeves. I just think that you should be on your feet. Me, I want to revamp my office, but I probably need to speak to HR regarding this. And when I revamp my office, I do want couches in the place in the event that people come in, but I want an atmosphere that if you're not sitting on the couch, you're standing. Because I think it's important that you, in order for you to be engaged and to seek opportunity and be able to hear opportunity, then two things need to happen. You need to be on your feet and you need to have a demanding and imposing posture on yourself that makes you feel good. So when you sit up and you sit erect and you stand up and you stand tall and you feel good about yourself, because your standards are high. And when you see people, you genuinely care about them. And if you speak to them, you would honestly listen to them without trying to give them your input. When you raise your level of standards and you're looking at everything on a daily basis, right? You'll start to manage your 24 hours. Look. I don't care who you are, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates. I don't care who you are. We breathe the same oxygen. We utilize the same sun. We are given the same 24 hours a day as everyone else. But you have to have a high level of standards to say that I want to make my life better. I want to be able to do the things that I want to do without working. That's for me. I don't look. If you know me, when I say this, you're going to think that I'm crazy. I don't like work. If I had my choice, I'd go around every day finding ways to make people happy. Not having to concern myself with making mortgage payments and car notes and, you know, what if the something comes up unexpectedly, you're concerned with what may happen and you get life insurance and all of the various things that, you know, you have to get disability insurance in case you get disabled so that your lifestyle doesn't change so that you can protect the family. You know, when you raise your level of standards, you start thinking on a different level, a different mindset. And instead of saying that you want to save money, then you'll say you want to be an investor. And then when you raise your level of standards, from an investor, then you'll say that you want to create a portfolio that would take care of you for the rest of your life so that you're able to be a philanthropist. When you start raising your level of standards that high, where you want to try to help human mankind, and you know, whether it's through making prosthetic limbs and giving them away or finding ways to reduce the cost of those items that help people to walk, to talk, to have arms again. Are you serious? I'm not going to allow
anything to derail me or bring me back down once I begin to set a higher level of standard. How you begin to change your level of standards? What will you do to keep your level of standards consistently high? And how you'll do it is some of the things that we'll talk about. But raising your level of standards and keeping your word in this lifetime would help you build the relationships, will help you overcome adversities and help rebuild your life in a very positive, solid foundation. We'll talk more about changing who you are, finding different ways to change your level of standards. We'll be back with more after this short break. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382. Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday.
What? Man, look at your hair. Dude, go get a haircut. It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean 8 o'clock?
You still have time.
Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach, in the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Buy, sell, or rent. Call Shakira Roll today at 561-312-2641 or email her at info@rollhome.com. That's info@rollhome.com. Visit her website at www.rollhome.com. That's www.rollhome.com.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today. 561-723-6781. Woo! They are ready. Get your bling, women. Cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781.
And now, more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
Thank you. You know, what is your level of standard? Is your standard someone that will sit in bed between 3 and 6 and won't get up and improve their life in some shape, form, or fashion? Is your level of standard as an athlete that you want to play the game, but you don't want to practice? You don't want to do the things on a daily basis to keep your body in shape and to improve yourself? What is your level of standard? Is your level of standard is that in your job that you pass the buck to everyone else because you don't like to do your job? What is your level of standard? Is your level of standard is that you're someone that will not come through? What is your level of standard? How do others see you? Are you an honest person? You know, when I, and getting back to that story that I was telling you, when I was making that transition and I knew that I didn't have no other opportunity, that I had to be successful at everything that I did. And if you gave me a job and you asked me to sweep, my level of standard had done rose so high and it's still here today that I sweep every nick and cranny of the building, that corner that you asked me to sweep. My level of standard is that when I volunteer during the summertime, when I volunteer during the year, or the schools that I've committed myself to say that I'll be there to support you, to be there through thick and thin, when they turn around and they're looking for me, I am standing right there. Because my standard is high. I'm not going to come down to where I was because look what it got me. If you're not getting what you want in life right now, if you're going through problems over and over again, if you're stuck, if you're just feeling like, you know, you just can't crack this ceiling, change your level of standard. Be more honest. Be more open. Be more giving. I'm not just telling you to just give yourself just randomly to any organization or just to give your time. Selectively give your time to places that will help improve you through giving. When you're teaching and when you're helping others, you soak in the information and you retain it to a higher level. And when you can retain the information to a higher level, then you'll find that when you look, most of the doors that's opening up for me right now are opening up for me and I have not looked for them. It's simply because I raised the level of my standards. I went to do a quote the other day, and I get right back to what I was speaking on. I went to doing a quote the other day, and the guy said, oh, no, I don't want you to change the roof. I just want you to just put some paint on it so it can last a couple more years. And I said, no, sir, I would not be in it. I would not take part in any coating of this roof that I know and you know that is in bad shape. I am sorry, sir. I would not be able to provide you with an estimate. And he said, oh, no. Oh, no. You cannot leave my house. And I'm looking at him like, what are you talking about? I'm not providing you no quote. He said, oh, no. He said, you got me. I want you to do my roof now. Because I know you care. See, when you raise your level of standards, you don't have to be worried like I was at the time. I was concerned. Oh, I'm just getting out. No one's going to trust me. No one is going to help me. No one is going to believe in me. No, no, no. When you start telling yourself that, you're automatically programming your automatic self. Tell yourself in your mind, if your mind is telling you something like that, shut up. And start feeling good about yourself and start looking at everything from a positive standard because your level of standard is high. Your level of standards cannot be compromised for money. Your level of standards can't be taken from you by anyone. Your level of standards will attract all of the things that you're looking for without you seeking them. It's something about an individual that has honor and integrity about themselves. They look more attractive. They make you want to engage and to want to do deals with them. They want to be a part of your daily life because you're bringing a part of a positive synergy. Because your level of standards is attracting them. They're looking at it. Who else that you may attract with your high level of standards that I may be able to partner with? And they're, every time they form a relationship with another through your level of standards, you're helping to make this world a better place, thereby improving human mankind. So when I raised my level of standards, I didn't have to worry about would someone give me a job. No, my level of standards was so high when I was in the job market. Oh, how I approached the situation was, hello there. How are you? I see that you have a job opening there. And before the owner can speak, oh, I'm not asking you to take it down, but I would just like to offer my services for the next 3 days free of charge because I want you to be able to evaluate the talent to see that if I'm the right candidate that is worthy of having you to take that sign down and to tell individuals that comes in this door that this position is filled. I would not look for a job the same way you look for a job. I need an advantage. And guess what? My advantage is my time and my high level of standards because me and you are not thinking on the same level of standards. So thereby, I'm going to overcommit myself to my job. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that my job and the people around me is successful because this is how I eat. This is how I feed my family. This is how I get the time to do some of the other things that I want to do that much more important to me in my life because my level of standard doesn't just stop with me at my house. My level of standard goes to me with my job and it doesn't allow me to do shady things at my job, but it does allow me to have a high level of standard that I want to see my boss to be better. And if I pour my energy into all the things that is important to my boss and not what's important to me, then my level of standards have shifted to another level. And let me show you how that works. So now if I'm shifting myself to another level and I want to see the boss agenda on a weekly basis address in a professional manner and I want to help him so that I can help expedite his success to get whatever is on his agenda to his superiors. When that is my job, then he will naturally want to do the same thing for me. And if he get promoted, he may say, hey, look, please, this is the best candidate for this job. And just by you raising the level of standards that you're not just the employee, you're part of the corporation. You are the corporation. You're here to give the customer the service or the product that they're seeking. You care about the success of this company. Are you serious? I will give you every ounce of my blood, every ounce of my time, because I care about your success. So if the boss needs me to come in on a Saturday to help him prepare for an important meeting on Monday, I'm there. No questions asked. I'm there. It doesn't matter if I need to shift things home and got to go home and fight with my wife. If I know that because of my level of standard, I'm doing the right thing, then I can stand up and explain to my wife that I am doing the right thing. When your level of standards are high, you don't have to concern yourself. Are you honest? You're honest all the time. You don't have to concern yourself. Will you make appointments and meetings on time? No, you're there early. It's a different mindset. You start understanding that your level of standards is your life. your level of standards and the commitments to the things that you need to do to help improve you on a daily basis, to help improve you on a hourly basis. When your level of standards are high, people come to you not only to seek advice, but to also bring amazing opportunities to you because you have a high level of standard. What are you focusing on why you must have a high level of standard? If you have a low level of standard and your kids are watching you, are you serious? No, I don't even want to use that analogy, okay? If you have a low level of standard, the people around you will treat you based on the level of standard that you project. If you look around, you will see that the individuals that are successful have their attitudes in check and they have high level of standards. You see, when you're trying to move out of this box and you're trying to get to the next level, you gotta stop sweating the small stuff. You can't be one of these individuals that can go on a road rage. You can't be one of these individuals that go on a tangent when things bad happen. Because when you have a high level of standard, when things happen, whether good or bad, you don't have any emotion invested into it. So you look at the situation completely different than other individuals. You look at it from a standpoint where you see the good in the situation and then you analyze the situation to make sure that these stumbling blocks and hurdles never reappear in this life. Because your level of standards are so high that you'll look for the solutions to make sure that it doesn't happen this way anymore. You know, you won't look for shortfalls in anyone. You know, you won't do a deal with the person that brought you an amazing deal that made you $500,000 and you promised them that you'll give them $100,000. And now that you have the money, don't shortcome anyone. Get to the point where your level of standard is so high and all you want to do is just make everyone around you successful. It's no longer about you. It's about the people around you and what you can do for them and how you can help them to find a better way of doing things and helping them to find a way to raise their level of standards because you have raised your level of standards. You know, the big why, as I told you, will help to drive your goals with the big dreams. That when you start seeing your dreams and you start seeing the things that you can do, is because you have raised your level of standards so high that it has mellowed your mind. It have settled down through the chaos so that it can continue to drive forward to help you figure things out. When you have a high level of standards, more people are willing to negotiate with you through adversity. And you have to understand and to think that your level of standards and is all you have, and changing them is very simple.
is taking just daily steps, improving the person you are, respecting other people's time, respecting other people's property, respecting what other people's do, not looking for the negative in people, looking for the positive in them, not looking for faults, and taking responsibility for yourself. Because when you have a high level of standard, you're not concerned with what's happening to you. You're concerned with what's happening to others and what can you do to help make it a better situation or help to improve the situation. And when we come back after a short commercial break, we'll talk about how you have to focus and stay focused and retune your focus and your thinking so that your plan of action could begin to take place. It's time to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Who is this young kid growing up, part of life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
The House of Bling is here. Woo! Specializing in rhinestone apparel. Bling out your company logo or team logo. Call today, 561-723-6781. Woo, they're ready. Get your bling. Women, cheerleaders, tell your coaches about the House of Bling. We're here for all custom apparel. Again, that phone number is 561-723-6781.
Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Winter Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you. Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have two apps at your availability, www.waytoride.com or www.garro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you. Congratulations on the purchase of your brand new home, and we couldn't be happier for you. But as soon as you move in, you begin to notice during the summer months, the attic began to get extremely hot, causing your home to get warm, making it uncomfortable. Plus, your electric bill began to rise, skyrocketing out of sight, costing you more money. I have a solution for you. Solaro Energy. Solaro Energy has a variety of products. Solar shield for the attic, solar attic fans to take hot air out of the attic, plus solar day to bring in light into any area in your home, all costing you no additional money. Call Solaro Energy today at 888-355-5SUN or visit their website, solaroenergy.com. Solaro Energy, providing all of your future solar power energy.
And now more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
You know, there's three important key pieces that you need to know when you're trying to make this transformation and to make it work. Once you have changed yourself and you have set yourself up to a high level of standard, you have to understand now that you have improved yourself, you have improved the things around you. So then you have to then begin to understand and know your value. And when you know your value and you know what you're going to do, and you start knowing why you're doing it, then if opportunities aren't finding you, if you're doing everything that you can and you're not coming up with the results that you want, and you're just running into walls, and it's a constant battle, then you got to create your own opportunities. You know, and you have to stay committed, and you have to be determined that you're going to make the deal. You're going to strike it big. You're going to get to the light at the end of the tunnel. But then you understand that it's a process. You know, it's going to take time. And because you have a high standard, you know, and you understand how the process works, then you know the first thing that you need to do. So if we go back to knowing your value, right? Then knowing your value mean that you got to focus on constantly raising your standards. You can't get complacent. You have to constantly be improving your standard. How? By engaging yourself, by being there for other people, by helping others, by spending 80% of your time at work helping to make other people better. Because see, when you care about the boss agenda and what it is that he's trying to get accomplished, one of the most important things that the supervisor or the boss or the CEO or the COO or the CFO needs is the support of the people. So when you focus on raising your standards and you're focusing on helping improve others, then their improvement will overall help lift the entire company as a whole. When you focus on your why do I want it? Why do I want to be a football player? Why do I want to be a basketball player? Why do I want to be a doctor? Why do I want to be an accountant? Why do I want to be a lawyer? Why? Why do I want to be a nurse? Why do I want to be a school teacher? Why do I want to be a congressman? Why do I want to be the president of the United States? Why? Why do I want to be a billionaire? Why do I want to be a millionaire? And when I started understanding my why, I started understanding that I had to raise my level of standard, and I had to know my value, because if I wanted to create a family, if I wanted to be married, then I would have to raise my level of standard, because I would need to attract the woman that would help me to raise my level of standards, that would share my level of standards. I would have to raise my level of standards because my kids are watching me. I would have to raise my level of standards because my employees' families depend on it. See, me, I cannot be sick. I have 20 to 30 families that are depending on me. I don't see them as subcontractors. I don't see them as employees. I see them as people that I am trying to help. And my level of standard is so high that I cannot be sitting down not looking for other job opportunities to keep them employed. I cannot say that I can stay home and take the day off, because me taking the day off is someone else not providing for their family. So I come to work every day, and I seek opportunities every day. And when the opportunities are not there, I will go back to what the second thing was when we talked about
what we need to do to change our level of standards. I created my opportunities. Even as a young man, I didn't let the trend and the standards of the other kids change my level of standards as a kid. I found the way to borrow a lawnmower from the mayor of Belgrade at the time to cut grass. And then I built up enough money that he helped me purchase my own. He helped me build a shoe shine box so that I could earn my own money instead of going to my mother who was struggling and working in the bean fields to help me to have a few dollars in my pocket. I didn't make excuses. I didn't complain. I didn't whine. I didn't say it was someone else's fault. I took 100% responsibility for my actions. I took 100% responsibility for the things that were happening to me. And I did not allow the things that happened to me in a negative fashion. I did not allow the things that happened to me yesterday that could have no meaning or bearing on what could happen to me tomorrow affect my decision making, affect my process of the way that I go about dealing with my life on a daily basis. Because I understood my why, and my why, my kids, my wife, my wife, my why is the people that depend on me on a daily basis to provide jobs. And thereby, by providing jobs, I am helping the universe and helping the human mankind to be a better place. And my compassion and my love for others help my level of standards to continue to propel above others. So I don't just focus on my why, I focus on my drive. I constantly focus on improving myself, improving the way that I do things, improving the way that I carry it myself, improving the way that I handle disputes, improving my relationship, making up with people that I stop speaking to. Because see, when you have a high level of standards, you don't want anyone to have any hate or negative feeling towards you at all. So you will go out of your way to mend relationships. You won't let the small stuff sweat you anymore. You'll focus not only on your standards and improving yourself, you'll focus on your process of this constant daily improvement, the constant getting up when everyone else is asleep. Because their standard is that I'll sleep until 8 or 9 and I get up and then I'll get the kids off to school if you have kids, or I'll go to work and then I'll come back home and I'll entertain myself some more by watching some TV and inviting some friends over and watching some different sporting activity, or I'm sorry, I have nothing against the Olympics, but watching the Olympics. And I'm asking you, how is that improving your standards? How is that improving your life if your life is not in the position to be entertained? If you're watching the Olympics, that means that your finances, if you're watching the Olympics during the day, and that's why they have it during the day, that means that your finances is in check. That means that your life is in order to the point that you're able to sit down during the day and watch the Olympics. And if you're anything like me, I'm not where I want to be yet. I have not made I have not accomplished the goals that I'm looking to accomplish, and I have not done the things that I want to do. So I personally don't have time to watch the Olympics. I don't have time to watch TV. I don't have time to watch the news. I don't have time to talk about gossip, negative things. I don't have time to talk about negative things about other people. I don't have time for that type of stuff. But I tell you what I do have time for. I do have time for constant self-improvement. I do have time to continue reading and improving myself, because any equalizer, as I told you, is education. You can equalize yourself on any topic, any subject, by going and reading for 20 hours, 30 hours on that particular subject, and it will equip you so that you can be self-sufficient and not depend on anyone on that particular subject. You'll stop complaining. You'll stop whining about what life is doing to you and what other people is doing to you. You'll start committing yourself to a high level of standard, holding yourself accountable, and then when you don't come through, then you'll hold yourself and say, hey, I did not come through. I do not need to be out on a Friday night sitting in like I'm really enjoying myself at this particular club. I need to be home in the lab trying to figure out this situation, trying to overcome my fears and the things that are holding me back, which are me. Trying to find that inner peace within myself to help me to propel to the next level of inner being. Through meditation and constant self-improvement, I have found that I have been able to overcome a lot of those things. And I have been able to help improve my life in a way that has opened doors that I would never, ever, ever have imagined would find me. My son is committed to Wake Forest. Are you serious? I would never saw that. But guess what we've been doing? Every morning that we get a chance. And look, when we look for daily improvement in my family, it's 7 days in a week. Sometimes the kids only win five, but five is better than one. That's how we look at it. The next week, they make win 6 days out of seven. That's what got us to Wake Forest, flipping tires, running over bridges, running with parachutes, working out, being disciplined. Those are the things that help us to find the great deals. With doors opening for us without anything, without us doing anything but having a high level standard and working and being committed to ourselves with constant daily self-improvement. And we're not like other individuals reading only one or two books a year. We're reading from anywhere from 15 to 25 books a year through constant improvement, through 5 and 10, 20 pages a day. Meditating. Focusing on your drive, focusing on your why, focusing on your high standards, focusing on constant self-improvement will help you to know your value, will help you to create your own opportunity and help you pave the way and create new deals and open doors beyond your wildest imagination and create an abundance of life that you are here for. I am happy and I hope that this show has been inspirational to you. Join us every Wednesday from 5 to 6 right here live on Talk Zone. And this is the Hayden Russo Show. Thank you for listening.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you. Motivational Speaker Incorporated. Hayden Russo. Author. Radio show host. Motivator. Book Hayden Russo today. 561-723-6775. It's time for a change. And let Hayden Russo show you the way.
Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right Way at 844-277-7663.
If you're looking for world-class web